A missing antique Cessna T-50 is found. An unmanned aircraft aids California firefighters. And preparing to cross the Atlantic by cluster balloon. This is Aero News for Tuesday, September 10th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. An antique Cessna T-50 that had been missing since Labor Day was discovered Sunday morning in a field in Hartford Township in Susquehanna County, Pennsylvania. The Bobcat was thought to be one belonging to Tom and Elaine Huff, who have been missing for the same period of time. The plane had last been seen on Monday, departing from Ohio and then refueling in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. The search began Thursday when the couple missed a meeting with a friend. The person who owns the property where the plane was found said she remembered hearing a plane overhead Monday that sounded like it was in trouble and then heard a crash. She told family members Tuesday about what she had heard, but no one knew there was an airplane missing. The two bodies were still inside the wreckage when it was discovered Sunday morning. Investigators said there were thunderstorms in the area where the plane went down on Monday. The California Air National Guard and the FAA joined forces last month to assist firefighters battling the Yosemite Rim fire in California, which had spread to cover more than 134,000 acres in less than 2 weeks. They needed a bird's-eye view of what was happening in a hurry. The fire incident's commander contacted the California Governor's Office, which in turn contacted the Department of Defense and the FAA for help. The California Air National Guard sent the FAA a request on Sunday, August 25th, to fly an MQ-1 unmanned aircraft over the Yosemite fire. In just a few hours, the FAA issued an emergency certificate of authorization, approving the proposed operation. The MQ-1 began sending back invaluable real-time images the following Wednesday morning, and firefighters were able to make significant progress in slowing the fire's advance. Timing is critical in emergencies like this, of course. That's why the FAA has a special protocol for handling and expediting such applications. In 2012, the FAA quickly approved an emergency COA for humanitarian assistance to use a small UAS for an ice survey near the harbor of Nome, Alaska. In January of that year, Nome was running low on fuel, and a tanker ship was having a hard time reaching the harbor because of thick ice. The 3-pound unmanned aircraft sent back photos that the tanker crew were able to use to get as close to shore as possible. One of only two active cluster balloon pilots in the world is preparing to attempt history, trying to cross the Atlantic Ocean by cluster balloon. Jonathan Trapp gathered his volunteer inflation team for a training session at the Caribou Main Airport hangar on Monday evening for a training session. The final inflation and launch is expected to come in just a few days. Trapp has already made history as the first to cross the English Channel by cluster balloon, and with veteran gas balloon pilot Troy Bradley, he piloted a cluster balloon using a house as a gondola, testing and proving the theory put forth by Disney's animators in the movie Up. Trapp has been in Caribou for the last 15 weeks, waiting for the right weather system to attempt the record crossing. Caribou was also the launch site for the first solo gas balloon crossing of the Atlantic Ocean, accomplished by Colonel Joe Kittinger. Trapp's flight is expected to last 3 to 6 days. A U.S. District Court judge in South Florida has dismissed a lawsuit alleging that the TSA lied on a Freedom of Information Act request. The suit was filed by John Corbett after he was denied access to his departure gate after refusing to submit to pre-flight screening at Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport on August the 27th of 2011. Corbett asked TSA for any and all records pertaining to the incident under the Freedom of Information Act. TSA claimed no video of the incident existed, omitted the names of personnel involved, and said what video they did have was protected by privacy concerns because it showed the faces of some TSA employees. Federal Judge Joan Leonard determined that the agency acted properly in providing partial information under the FOIA. She dismissed the suit and closed the case. Corbett says the judge rubber-stamped the TSA decision to supply only partial information and allowed TSA to lie under the Freedom of Information Act when they said no video of the event existed. Corbett plans to appeal. When Aero News continues, can you hear me now? Commercial airlines learning from social media. and visiting Greenville, South Carolina.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday, September 10th. I'm Glenn Moyer. General Dynamics C4 Systems announced recently that the new UHF and VHF air traffic control radios have completed the first phase of the FAA's factory acceptance testing program that evaluated the radio's hardware and software. These networking radios deliver advanced communications capabilities, including unprecedented sound clarity that makes it easier for air traffic controllers and pilots to hear one another. Combined with other features, the new radios will significantly improve the safety and efficiency of aircraft operating across the increasingly busy U.S. national airspace. These new radios are a critical component of the FAA's next-gen modernization initiative. When fully deployed, they will deliver a flexible communications network, including Voice over Internet Protocol, or VOIP, that will assist air traffic controllers in managing commercial and military aircraft in flight throughout the national airspace. The VHF radios will link air traffic controllers with pilots in commercial and general aviation aircraft. The UHF radios are dedicated to communication with military aircraft pilots. General Dynamics has delivered more than 35,000 ATC radio products to the FAA since 1992. An independent global study released last week appeals to the airline industry to take a fresh look at the age-old frustration of delayed or canceled flights. In order to drive loyalty and reduce the impact of irregular operations on its customers both now and in the future. The study, which is based on interviews with leading academics, industry trade organizations, and global airlines, also includes a survey of 2,800 travelers from Australia, Brazil, China, the UK, and the US, showing that delayed or canceled flights meant that nearly 1 in 5, or 18%, of all passengers surveyed could not fulfill the purpose of a trip booked in the past year. Furthermore, among passengers' most common frustrations was insufficient communication, something which may impact a traveler's loyalty to a particular airline in the future. Globally, around one-third of travelers surveyed said they had posted comments about delays to their friends on social networks, such as Twitter and Facebook, with higher numbers sharing experiences amongst their immediate family or friendship groups using other means. The study calls on airlines to shift social media strategies from promotional activities alone and to embrace analytical tools that will help them to understand the impact of social comments made in relation to disruption of flights. By following this analytical approach, airlines can practice social mapping to better understand the impact of disruption on their brand as well as the sentiment of their customers. Seems to me a lot of companies could benefit from such an approach. For example, anyone from FedEx read my Facebook post from last Saturday? I hope so. In the coming weeks, Greenville, South Carolina will be a hotbed of aviation activity. This month, the third annual Southeast Aviation Expo will be held on Friday, September 27th and Saturday, September 28th at the Greenville Downtown Airport in South Carolina, located just off I-85 between Atlanta and Charlotte. Along with a number of sessions and seminars, the event will be highlighted by a talk by retired Blue Angels pilot, Lieutenant Commander Scott Yogi Bear, titled Lessons Learned from a Blue Angels Pilot. The fastest he got was 1.78 Mach, which is 1.78 times the speed of sound, of course, equal to about 1,300 miles per hour. Bear will talk about his fast flying experiences, since not many pilots ever get to go that fast or fly those type of airplanes. Bear is a graduate of the famed Naval Fighter Weapons School Top Gun, as well as a combat-decorated veteran of Desert Storm. Then on the very next weekend, LOBO, the Lancair Owners and Builders Organization, is partnering with Lancair International, Inc. to plan and organize the third annual Lobo Lancer landing, scheduled for October 4th through the 6th, 2013, at the Hilton Greenville in Greenville, South Carolina, and preceded by Lobo's ground school on October 3rd. All are welcome to register for an educational event uniting Lancer owners and other enthusiasts with those who supply and support them. I can tell you, Greenville and the surrounding area of South Carolina is a great place to visit, as I've been going there on and off for the past 25 years for the annual Freedom Weekend Aloft Balloon Festival that has been staged in Greenville, Anderson, and Simpsonville, South Carolina. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.